Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is Florida. Left of Gainesville, about 27 minutes.
Okay.
Oh! I got the right state! Suck my goddamn Tampa loving dick! Let's go! Yeah, wait, are we in?
We're in.
Michael looks like an undercover cop who enjoys fishing a little too much. Those shades just make me think that, like, you got a big gulp and a Copenhagen and a strong opinion.
Yeah, Mountain Dew is my blood type. Yeah. When you wear these, is fishing fun or does fishing take a long time?
Or does it get you away from your wife?
That's what I'm saying.
Fishing is the calm map in real life.
Is it the only thing that you do that if you do it bad, you're still happy? I'm fucking throwing gems right now, but that's real.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because if you don't catch any fish, you're like, well, it's peaceful.
Yeah. But golf is peaceful. But if you don't play well, I'll break all my clubs.
Right. What is that?
I don't know.
If you zoom out on what golf is, it's so funny. You're hitting a little ball into a cup. It's in large beer pong.
Yeah, it's adult beer pong.
White ball cup. And we're like, I'm not worth it. I fucking suck.
It's like you play once every 9 years.
Yeah.
And you suck. It's like, yeah, no shit, dude.
But it's just so funny. It's like you just broke a $400 club because you couldn't get a ball in a hole.
Yeah.
What is it, a carnival?
Do it. I don't know, man. It's a very frustrating game, and I'm not sick of it, but I'm sick of it.
Okay.
I don't like being bad at things.
Yeah.
So I can tell. Like, I will. Oh, dude.
You almost fought a vibrator. Laugh. Yeah. Am I not right?
When did I almost fight a vibrator?
When you and your girl, like first introduced the vibrator, you're like, fucking, I'll beat this.
Oh, yeah. You're not beating it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you just succumb to it.
I became best friends with it.
Yeah.
Because that's my homie.
Dude, you know what it is?
If I'm on a motorcycle, that's on my sidecar.
It's when the college best friend meets the high school best friend.
Okay.
You're the high school best friend, 18. You're the high school best friend, and the buzz is like the vibrator best friend. And she shows up like, you're like, who the fuck is this new guy? We were boys this whole time.
Right.
Oh, this is Keith from university. Watch what he can do.
Yeah. I mean,
And now you guys are boys, and you fuck the same person.
Yeah, but like it's like a I don't know.
I just told you what it is.
But it's like, but then you're fucking. But it's not. You're not like.
It's unity.
Okay.
You guys are boys now.
We're boys. Yeah,
At first it was like, well, no, she's all mine. He's like, you're talking about your friend. You're like, no, this is all mine. And then the other person's like, no, this is mine.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
Like if you brought one of your New York best friends.
I understand 100%. I don't know why when you said friend, I thought boyfriend. But you're just talking about friends. I get it. Holy shit, I get it.
Right.
And the high school friend.
Because at first, it's you know, it's just two people fighting over her love. You know, it's like, wait, I know her from my hometown. And then the other person's like, the other friend from college is like, yeah, but we're best friends in college. And then you guys just became a throuple.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I think every single vibrator, you're coming in on their territory.
Mm.
Because they have been there. Way longer than you have.
That's true.
But I'm saying the vibrator as
well. Maybe
essence.
You're the, okay. Then you're the college friend in this.
Correct.
The vibrator is the
And you come in, you're like, oh, this is mine. The vibrator is like, buddy, I've been living in this drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nooks and crannies you don't even know about.
Yeah.
Pull this bookshelf.
Watch this. I mean, buddy, this new vibrator's got undulations.
Yeah.
It literally looks like a putt putt in Ocean City, Maryland. Look it up. It's got like.
Yeah.
These on the head of it.
Whoa.
I know. My dick doesn't have that.
Not yet.
Dick 1.0.
Yeah, my dick is still analog.
Manscaped 5.7 lawnmower. When are we going to get new dicks? We need new dicks and bigger bladders. Trevor Wallace for president, 2024.
I'd vote for you.
New dicks, you, bigger bladders.
Buddy. But here's the thing, like, you can't give big dicks to everybody. It's got to be like a tax break. You know what I mean? You can't just give dicks willy-nilly out to
but
people.
But what if everybody in the world is the same size dick?
Yeah.
What is this, communism? I'm in.
You know? Then every man just stands on the merit of his
stroke game.
Yeah, stroke
but the
game.
Problem is, yeah. If you are super tall and you're in the, you people still make fun of you.
Well, it's like
I'm 5'1". We have the same size dick.
Our Patreon cock talk last week. Remember talking about the
Patreon.com/socialpod.
$5 a month.
Yeah, he was talking about like, do I have a big dick or am I just tall? You know,
because I think about that all the time.
If he had a normal size dick, like it would look smaller in context. You know.
Yeah. So if we all had the same size dicks, everyone on the earth, what number would we land on? Seven.
Six.
Huh.
Six.
Six?
I don't know.
No, seven. You got to go bigger than we got. You're gonna just keep the same?
I think you have to ask the Jeeves. People that take the dick. This should be a woman's.
Yeah, decision. There you go.
Yeah, like let women like collectively vote.
You're going to look at me right now. You think I've never taken dick?
No, I do. I just didn't think we talked about it on the podcast.
But that is something Michael would do. Be like, I didn't tell you guys a story.
Yeah.
Back when I lived in Harlem,
yeah,
I was a little short on rent.
I never told you.
And he was a little long.
Yeah. Hey, I met him in a bodega. He dicked me down in front of the bodega cat. I think it's seven.
Yeah.
I think seven is a nice round number.
Seven's
not big. It's getting there. It's like if you're at 6'1", you're like, are you tall or,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, but then when you're 6'3", you're like, oh shit, this man is tall.
6'3", 6'4", is like 8 inches. You're like, that's tall. 6'4", is tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, to me, anything's tall. But yeah, 6'1", is like, all right, you did it. I think 7 inches is like the perfect, you can walk around, you know, if you get in the ocean, you come out. You ever have that problem?
What?
When you go in the ocean and you come out and the bathing suit's all stuck down in your knees, on your legs, and you feel like everyone can see your cock imprint, but the ocean's cold.
My dick looks like a baby bottle pop.
I mean, at most. Looks like a ring pop, Mentos, Altoid, all of them.
What does it look like when I get out of a jacuzzi?
I don't know. Still the same.
They shrivel up down there?
I think they do. I think any type of water.
Isn't that dramatic of your dick to like get cold and be like,
oh my God.
Shut up.
Get big.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Like rapping for warmth.
And your balls do that.
What is it called? Bro's in the fetal position.
Yeah. You fucking bitch.
Wouldn't you ever
stroke
do the fetal
this pussy and shut up? Because the thing is, you know what's bullshit? Is it never has any good ideas. It always does the wrong thing.
Oh.
And then it shrivels up when it's wet. What the fuck?
It's just a lot going on for one body part. It's
dramatic. It controls the world.
Yeah.
It's not even the dick, dude. It's testosterone. Testosterone controls the world. I know a lot of women are yelling right now, and I'm not saying that as like a fucking statement. I am just saying that a lot of things have been done in the world based on testosterone. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Just like, I'm horny. Let's go take over Nantucket. Jerk off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what it is. You know how he said start the world at 7 inches?
Yeah.
Everybody has to start and finish their day with the jerk off. Lunch would be getting a little rowdy though.
Oh.
Somebody didn't have the morning jerk off, huh?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If everyone woke up at, let's say, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Eight o'clock
in the morning.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they jerked off as a unit.
And
they all just started their day. I think we should have like a national day where everyone jerks off at the same time and then see how that day goes.
Oh, it's like ride your bike to work day.
Yeah, it's like flag day.
Does anyone ever do that?
What?
Literally like randomly in LA, it'll be like, ride your bike to work day.
Well, I'm not in Amsterdam. Fucking take a car. I'm sick of it. Oh, if you don't use your car, the fucking ozone layer. The ozone layer is not real. It's all funny.
I've been seeing these, there's these websites and TikToks. This guy keeps scouting the shortest celebrity flights, and it's like Kylie Jenner flew a two-minute flight, and I think it was literally LAX to Burbank or one of those.
That's wild.
Or Burbank to like Camarillo or Van, or one of these. I mean, it's hilarious. Like
a private jet to there.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're like, oh, how long's traffic? An hour? Okay, well, let's just get on the jet.
Do you guys use Flight Radar, the app? Where you can watch planes.
What the fuck do you do in your free time?
What did 9/11 you just fucking say to me? I like to watch planes.
Yeah.
Did you have a friend growing up who would point at a plane to start naming it? He'd be like, 747.
Yeah, I can do that.
You can do that for real?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I got news
for you.
Jesus
Christ. What do you count marbles to? You fucking weirdo. How do you feel about trains?
They're pretty cool.
Yep. I knew
pretty
that.
Cool. Checks out.
Yeah, there we go.
But yeah, I mean, I had a friend. He was an aviation major. And like, you'd be talking to him outside and be like, 318. And then he'd just look at it and label it.
Yeah. Well, don't act like you just didn't label a plane. You can just talk about pussy after that. I will say, I'm going to admit something. When I took landscape and design in college,
you took landscape and design?
Well, because I was in a golf major, so they make you like learn about the game.
Golf major?
Hey, man, I'm Michael.
I know you played there, but like you have to take normal classes. Yeah, it's this guy.
He's recreating the flights in Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Nice.
So this this is Drake.
There's flight simulators?
Yeah, bro. I got one on the Xbox. Let's play.
So Microsoft Flight Simulator is so good that you can actually, like terrorists use it to learn how to fly a plane before they hijack.
Yeah,
like,
what's up, Jack? You still have this on your Xbox?
Interesting.
Jack? He's trying to jack a plane?
Cut it. Terrorists literally learn how to fly a plane?
I mean, not just terrorists, but you can learn how to fly a plane with it. It's like the most realistic flight simulator.
So how does that work? What?
Yeah, can we see like a really short flight and we'll watch the whole thing? Yeah. Comment. Just joking, guys.
Look at that first half. 7-inch dick versus 6-inch dick.
Oh, yeah. We
need
to go
back to
that.
These are hard-hitting questions. Goddamn. San Francisco, California, Bay Area. Boop, 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 Bay Area. This weekend. 3 shows are already sold out of the 5 in San Francisco. It's a big, fun room. Cobb's Comedy Club. Pull up trevorwallscomedy.com, and then I'm just going to rattle off a bunch of cities. If you hear it, go to my website, trevorwallscomedy.com. Salt Lake City, we just added a 6th show. Miami, Florida. Sacramento, we added a 6th show. Portland, Oregon. Lexington, Kentucky. Nashville, Tennessee. Tickets are low. Tampa, Florida. Tempe, Arizona. If you heard your city, go to trevorwallscomedy.com. Find out the dates. Michael Blaustein, speaking of dates, put your foot in my mouth.
I'll be yelling about feet on tour where I will tell you. Austin, Texas, May 30th to June 1st. Tickets are going, so go get tickets. August 2nd, I'll be in Cabazon, California at the Morongo Casino. Listen, if you live in Inland Empire or Palm Springs, you know, you drive freaking past it right when you go to the what is it, Coachella? So go get tickets, okay? August 9th, I'll be in New York City. That is the makeup date. August 23rd, I'll be in Gary, Indiana. September 18th, I'll be in Glasgow. September 19th, I'll be in Dublin. September 20th, I'll be in London. September 21st, I'll be in Belfast. September 22nd, I'll be in Manchester. September 27th to 29th, I'll be in Miami. October 11th to 13th, I'll be in Irvine. Those tickets are on sale right now. Many, many more dates on my website. That is blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. Go get tickets before you can out. I love you guys. On to the show.
Goddamn.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabay Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
Drake has officially set the world record for shortest flight in a private jet. Today I'm going to be recreating the flight that he took. All right, so he started at this very small airport in Hamilton, Canada, and butter takeoff, start the timer. The flight's going to be around 10 minutes long, which is perfect for Drake because he doesn't do anything over 18. And this flight would have saved them from a 1-hour drive. Jesus. So it makes a little sense compared to Kylie Jenner with her 20-minute drive. Drake has one of the biggest private jets out of all celebrities. And his plane actually got rated E for everyone. And with all this rap drama going on between him and Kendrick, I was wondering what side you guys are on. And also comment if you guys think a 10-minute flight should be allowed. So basically, the reason they do this flight, his pilots will take the plane from Hamilton to Toronto. He'll be waiting in Toronto for the private jet to arrive. And then he'll fly to his next destination, which probably is a city that's 10 miles away. All right, and here we go for the landing. All right, we're coming in a little low right now. All right, the flare.
Monetization.
Like, so bad.
Let's go.
Terrible landing.
And comment what celebrity I should expose next. And don't forget to follow me for more.
Anyone was furious at this guy?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, if
stop
I'm Drake,
snitching.
Yeah,
this whole fucking channel is snitching.
No,
why?
Taylor Swift was trying to sue whoever did this to her.
Yeah,
why?
For like harassment or defamation or I don't know.
Just be better, right? Like, just don't.
No,
do
come on,
it.
Do that flight any matter. Day. I mean, does I've yelled about this before. I use Amazon to like send over a pack of like felt stickers that go on the bottom of a chair.
Yeah,
overnight it.
Yeah, and I make sure that it's far away. If it says Encino, I go, no. I want like, that bitch from fucking Antarctica.
Good.
Bring it.
I don't like when they try to make me make the decision. It's like, well, it can get here Tuesday and it's more eco-friendly.
Monday.
Fuck this place.
Seriously, fuck this place. That's why when this whole thing is like, oh, the jet. You think the jet is the fucking problem? Why don't you talk to the Lord? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, one jet is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh, let's get a Tesla. Oh, yes, we can all be on the same grid so they can fuck us in the ass. They can all control our cars.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Put the white sunglasses on.
Where are they? I'm serious, dude. I'm serious. Everyone's a fucking plug-in car. No.
And you think that they're just going to be able to control us?
Not think, Daddy. No.
Dude,
fucking my car... I got text from my fucking car being like, oh, you need a... We write on your computer system. You need a blah, 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 blah. Don't look at my computer system. Don't look at my fucking computer system. Oh, you need brakes? How about I fucking do the brakes when I want to do the brakes? All gas, no brakes. Go fuck your mother.
Dude, you're going to be one of those guys that doesn't have like power steering because you're like, you know who's controlling the power steering, man?
Do you have tape over your webcam?
Excuse me?
Do you have tape over your webcam?
No, I have a whole joke about it. I don't give a fuck. It kind of just makes me hard when CSI is watching me.
I'm fine with it.
It's real life, dog. It's real life. Like, it's real life. Maybe not right now.
Oh, yeah. And then those little Postmates, the little robots are going to have guns on them.
First of all, the fact that they don't have flashlights on them is crazy.
A flashlight on one of those? Dude, I just...
if I'm having a bad day, walking Gigi, just stroked out a fucking robot, going on with my day.
I love those little Postmates robots.
Me too,
I drive,
they're so cute.
Every time I'm in West Hollywood or going to the comedy club, I see, like, one, like, waiting for, it's, like, food.
Yeah, it's waiting
He's just waiting there all
do
lonely.
You want? You get some fush.
He's just like waiting there.
Yeah.
Like a patient boy.
Sometimes he waits across the street. It's so cute.
It's
first
cute.
Of all, make him less cute. Make him more hot.
If they didn't have the eyes on it.
Those things are crazy.
This is U.S. Marines Special Ops test rifle-wielding AI-powered robot dogs.
Good.
Sit down.
Why though? Why? Who's funding that?
I'll tell you. We are.
No.
Oh, yeah? What about 45% of our fucking money? We'll go to robot dogs so it can kill us in 11 years. We are funding our own demise.
Okay, but what's
I'm
better?
Running for office. I'm sick of this.
Do it.
I'm
How
sick
many
of
votes do you think you can get?
30.
God.
It would be interesting when push comes to shove. I legit think I get 30 votes. When push comes to shove, I wonder like how many Stiff Sox fans would actually press the button to vote Michael Boston
they would,
president.
I think
you
more people
mean?
Would. I think I get way more than 30 because everyone just do it as a joke.
Yeah. You got one here.
Oh, here we go. I'd be like, the Crodmore guy votes.
What a funny thing to like for one of your exes to be like, I wonder what Michael's up to these days. Yeah. Oh, he's running for president.
Dude, if you're,
oh, cool. That's
if
very
you're running
sane.
For president, you have no shot. You're a fucking crazy person. Like a legit crazy person.
It's just a really funny thing to be like, oh, what's Michael been up to these days?
Oh, yeah. Just running for office?
Is he freestyle rapping in his mom's basement? Is he selling supplements out of a GNC? No, he's running for office.
Yeah.
Oh, what position? The highest. Number one.
You know what's crazy? Is those two things you mentioned is less crazy than running for office.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's like out of all the things you could be doing to check up on your ex to see what they're up to. Like imagine going to your page and your bio says, Michael Blaustein, 2024.
Vote for me.
Suck my cock.
Dude, people that run for office that aren't, Gabe, whenever you segment, can you look up like people who have run for office that had zero shot? Because there's so many people that are like, I'm going to run for president. It's like, who's in that person's ear that says you can do it?
The motherfucker from the last election, super rich dude, Bloomberg. right? If you're like a successful businessman or you're like kind of a big cultural figure, it makes you in the minds of people, even if you didn't win, like people don't remember like, oh, you only got 20 votes. They're like, oh you're presidential.
He's run for president.
Like elevates you.
That's what I'm using on Open Table every day. Last name, ran for president.
Yeah.
So one word, shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Here's my robot dog. Dude, are you kidding me? I have a Rottweiler. Oh yeah? Bazooka.
Do you think people get Rottweilers are like for personalities?
I had a whole thing with my girlfriend. She was talking about this lady was tattooed from everywhere. And I was like, I have a kind of a weird take. She's like, what's up? And I was like, get a personality. Like, it's like, get a personality. Like, that is a, you're just tattooing your whole body to have like a personality, or get a personality.
Some people like it just for the art, but some people definitely do it because they were like, I got a full sleeve. It doesn't mean anything to me. I just want it to look sick.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I know that's a harsh take I just had, but I will say it. A lot of people, it does look sick. Like it legit like looks like a dude with like just like a black t-shirt on and like full sleeves looks sick. Would you ever get a sleeve?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Well, art changes too much. I'm too indecisive. What I like today, I don't like tomorrow. That was deep.
It was
2024 presidency.
People get dogs for personality too, like a Rottweiler.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I agree.
I think it's all on a pendulum. Some people do it for 100% personality. Some people do it for 100% art. Some people try in the middle. Sometimes you see a guy with a big dog, and you're like, oh, God, do we always have to be alpha? Do we have to be alpha at 7 a.m. taking your dog? You're picking up your dog's shit, and it's a Rottweiler,
and it's so big.
And the collar is like chains.
Yeah, whoever has a chain collar for the dog is a loser.
Shit like that where I just go, do we always have to be alpha? Well, I don't get it.
I have a chain for my dog.
Gigi has a chain that looks way too big for
him. Yeah. It's a choke collar for
him. Well, his dog is a loser.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Yeah.
Is it the one with the spikes in it?
Yeah. She looks sick. Here's the thing. I did not get it for it to look sick. My dog trainer, like when we're training the dog, got the choke because it was like, oh, it trains a dog quick. And it fucking did, dude. It did.
What's the worst thing to get for your to prove that you have a personality?
Like a 5 pound, like a little. I saw one recently.
Not even dog though.
I think
a car.
Yeah, cars.
A car, like a massive Cybertruck, and you're 5'1". You have to jump out of it with a ladder. You hope that your wife catches you, honey, jump.
But here's the thing: we all do shit for fucking personality.
Dude, everything. I had an orange Celica. You don't think I had fucking daddy issues?
Mm-hmm.
I was making my car faster so I could find them.
Someone's good at GeoGuessr for their personality.
That is a different...
That's for the art, I think. I don't think you're good at GeoGuessr for any other reason than, like, that's the thing that you're called to do, you know?
Personality is stuff that I think that, like, clearly doesn't fit who you are or your morals, and you just go toward, like, your fake personality.
Or it's just, like, because, I mean, even me, right? Like, I think of myself a certain way, and I'm like, I've never been an athlete or like a jock or whatever. So even I dress a certain way because it's like, okay, I want people to perceive me the way that I'm perceived. So I think we all do it to a certain extent.
Dude, of course,
you know?
of course, to a certain extent. But I think there's levels to it. When you roll up in a fucking neon green, like Corvette revving your engine to get Pete's coffee at fucking 7 a.m, what's happening? I'll tell you. Yeah. Divorced.
Yeah. Well, the funniest part is when I made that loud car video, all the comments were, you think we do it for you? It's for us. Which is so much sadder of a sentence. Just to be in your garage alone revving it.
I will say.
I make loud cars. Let's clap.
But the art of like knowing how to like, you know, do an engine and fucking the exhaust and like that part of it, I can understand that, like building your car and doing all that and you know, whatever, putting the turbos in. I don't know anything about cars, but like doing all that in the car, like with your buddies and shit, that's actually super fun.
Sure.
But like when it is 8 a.m. and you're going to get fucking bagels, when it's 7 a.m. and you're going to your grandma's funeral, you go, wow, everyone's like, oh, who's here? The meth addict.
Goddamn.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay,
where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. Yeah, I do think it's like it is nice when you sit in a car and it turns on. You feel a little like, oh hell yeah, a little bit of a purr. When birds fly away from the tree, it's that loud. They fucking scatter God damn.
Yeah, when car alarms go off because you have no personality, kills.
You know what I think is more than personality is motorcycles.
Yeah, yeah.
Or more than cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Motorcycles is definitely like it because that kind of combines both worlds. Like the I'm a fucking. All these guys can beat my ass, so I'm not gonna.
Of course. I will say, though, I drove a motorcycle maybe five times when I was in South Carolina. That was a lot. That was two words in one. So fun, dude. It's so fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's literally all I have. But like anyone who I see does a motorcycle and the sound of it kills me. There's always a little part of it that goes, it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's like early or even super, super late when you're just like just on like the PCH on a motorcycle, just fucking watching the sunset or rise, just fucking, no, I'm serious. And just fucking doing it. It's really fun. I mean, shut up, but also it's fun. So I just hate
loud noises. I don't know what that means about me.
Oh, no, dude, I hate it.
Hate them. I was walking in downtown last night and I'm walking with a stop sign and I hear, stop.
Shut up.
Stop.
Please shut up. Dude, I don't like anything. I don't like when I'm at a fucking basketball or fucking baseball game. Hot dog! Shut the fuck up.
We know what you're doing.
We got it.
You have a Yeti cooler on your chest.
We got it.
We got it. And I don't like, just like my neighbor was doing, they're like cutting their tree down 8 a.m. this morning. Is there a legal time you can start making noises? It's got to be like 10 a.m., right?
I know in New York it's 8 a.m.
It's like crazy.
Construction.
Shut the fuck up.
I know.
Make really, silent everything.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. I don't like birds.
I don't know why you teed that up like it was your most hot take.
Yeah. No, I'm just
you also don't think they're real.
Well, yeah, they're not. But just like tweet.
But I'm fine with a couple tweets. When the crows go, ah!
Dude.
Ah!
That's when I wish I had a fucking gun.
Yeah.
I will say, I have probably 5 Airbnbs I stayed at. Roosters in another yard next to it. Fucking roosters. How about this?
I want to soundproof my house.
How about this? How about you go to the fucking grocery store and get your eggs?
Oh.
Why do you need? I understand they're free. I understand that. But, well, eggs are a little expensive. Whatever. Shut up. Put a muzzle on your fuck. Why do you need put
take a muzzle on a chicken is hilarious.
Yeah.
Its beak is still so tiny and I was like, yeah. Bark, 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 bark,
bark. Dude, your sounds are pretty good, man.
I do car sounds, bird sounds. Give me an animal.
Cow. It's the easiest one in the whole game.
I was thinking of a joke, but it would have been stupid.
Oh, cow. It's not bad. Lion.
That's hard.
That was awful. All the other ones.
That was an Ultima.
Dude,
was,
all the other ones were so good. That was really.
That was good.
That was Smeagol.
Okay. This is a fun game. Horse.
Horse?
Yep.
Hey! What the fuck do horses sound like?
Kissing a horse?
No, I'm trying to not make eye contact.
All right. That was really bad, too. Goat. Good. That's really good, dude. How about this? Falcon. Okay. Dog. I mean, dude, some of these are like really fucking good.
Like nuanced too. Yeah, he's not going just like most he's obvious not going hack. Sound. Yeah.
Listen, guys, I'm getting out of comedy soon to just do voices on TikTok.
Yeah. Pablo Francisco, you're next. cat.
No. No, I don't.
Cat, you have a cat. Meow. There we go. Meow. Looking at others? Hippopotamus.
Gigi. I don't know.
Next one. Last one. Mm-hmm. Any dinosaur.
Smeagol again.
I'm trying
to think about the...
Smeagol deep throwing another Smeagol.
Elephant.
That's not bad. Some of these are great.
Elephant running with my dick out.
Hey.
God damn. Oh, do elephants have small dicks?
Yes.
Do they ever look at their dick and be like, why do I have a nose like this and a dick like that?
I think they probably just fuck with their nose. I would.
If anybody, dude, that would suck.
What, fuck with your nose?
That'd be cool, actually.
Nah, they got big boys.
They have big boys? They have to. Oh, this is what I was going to say about the personality thing. And I'd love to get your take on this, Mr. Wallace.
Yes, sir.
So there's a coffee place. In my neighborhood that I walk through sometimes to get a coffee. It's very nice. It's very lovely. Right on the street, but it's nice.
Yeah, fuck them.
I got what you're doing. No, but there's a bunch of seating like outside. It's really nice. Uh-huh. So sometimes I grab a coffee, sit outside, you know, take a second, right? Probably, I'd say I've done that 30 times. 6 times out of those 30, which is a high percentage. This one guy comes by. He's this big, huge fucking English bulldog. Really cute dog, but it's like this like puddle of a dog. It's like this thing that doesn't move a lot. So he just lets it do its thing in the outside seating. But I recognize his game now. He just lets his dog do the thing. And all the dog wants to do is just go underneath the table, go underneath the chair and just kind of sit there. And then the owner just acts like he can't move the dog. And then it's just really like unique looking bulldog. So everyone's like, oh, cute dog. And then, you know, you go, oh, cute dog, and then it's over, and the dog walks away. You have like 30 seconds of petting, and the dog leaves. He don't have the dog leave. You go, oh, cute dog. He goes, yeah, it's cute dog. And then you just have to have a conversation with this guy. And he does it all the fucking time. He goes, come on. Oh, come on. Act like he can't move his fucking dog. And then has conversations.
That's how he, like, talks to chicks or something?
Yeah.
Is he a good-looking man?
Fine. But that's when you said personality. That's what cued my brain. Stop doing this. Because now you're locking me in to a fucking conversation and you're like blaming it on your dog.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Move the fucking dog.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Fucking.
I just don't like when people.
Penny doesn't move. Now I'm locked into this conversation and he doesn't try. The conversation's not even like good. Like, you know what I mean? He's not like, oh man, how's basketball? Nothing. He just stands there. He hates the dog.
He's waiting for it to run away.
Dude. I mean, so he makes the coffee experience uncomfortable. Yeah. So you're literally sitting there and he just does it. He's just standing. So you're seated, dude. And he's standing like this. Dog's right there. He's just standing.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like when people have their either child or dog make it a part of your world.
Yeah.
You know, like you're just sitting there writing some jokes, reminiscing.
All right.
And then the dog's there. You're like, oh, now I got to. Or some people, like, they walk with their dog so off leash that if the dog gets in your way, they're like, ah, come on, he just smells some pussy on him. just put him on a leash.
Yeah.
Bop, 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 bop. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a cat owner. I don't know anything.
Yeah. I don't like that. Don't make me have a conversation with you. If it happens once, all right. But I recognize your game.
Headphones.
Oh, sure. I was there 2 times ago. With headphones, he doesn't give a fuck. He's one of those dudes he doesn't register any social cues, and he will just stand over you. And you're like, buddy, I'm having a triple espresso.
How old?
Trying to enjoy the fucking sun. 30?
Huh.
It's not, you can't even like, honestly, he's an old guy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, whatever he wants to do, but.
Not whatever he wants to do.
He's lonely. He probably lives alone with his dog, and his dog doesn't talk.
I'm going to be
honest.
The dog's
tired of having peanut butter.
I'm going to be honest, to that note, he's scoping cock is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the game. But which is, you know, more power to you, daddy. But it's not, you know, it's every time.
Yeah.
And he does it with, it's not even me. He does it with the whole line of tables. Oh no, Buster over here.
Buster.
I don't know.
It's like a classic the dog English name. Bulldog name.
What'd you name your dog?
Penelope.
Stop that.
I think it's so funny to name your dog just like something very human, like Trevor. Like yeah. A dog named Trevor. You're like, bitch.
Not bad.
This boy have gingivitis. What'd you name your dog?
Bruce D. Feathers.
Oh, what's the inspiration? Oh, it's a comedy club in the Bay Area. Oh, is that where you got him? Nope. Uh-uh.
What'd you name your dog?
Rutfin. Redfin.com.
Redfin? The fucking... oh, yeah. Oh,
house.
Yeah. Yep. Hush. Ask me.
What'd you name
Airbnb.
Your dog? Okay, good.
That's not bad?
Good.
What about Nokia Razor?
That's two separate.
What if you name your dog Shut the Fuck Up, Bitch?
That's
hey,
great.
What's your dog name? Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Well, if it's a girl dog, that's redundant. Ah!
Goddamn.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
So, can you pull this app up? I saw an ad. It's like TikTok, but it's only for kids. It's called Zigazoo. And I was like, bro, this is going to end horrendously. This has Nickelodeon documentary written all over it. It's only for kids. But like...
safe, positive social media.
It's TikTok just for kids.
I mean, I need to know who the developers are.
NBA. What kind of kids are in the NBA? Dwight Howard?
What's so but like...
Nickelodeon.
Even this part's fucked up about it, right? Like,
Jesus.
Look at the partners.
Yeah.
So like...
Jeff Bezos.
The only thing they actually care about is like, oh, this is an app where we can like
we could groom kids on with fucking toys and shit.
Right. Yeah. So there's no world where it's like this is like a healthy thing, you know?
I mean, look at this. Apple TV, NBA, all they're gonna do is just throw fucking, hey, look at this Paw Patrol thing you should like. This is not okay, dog.
I don't know. I was just fucking I was like, this is gonna end horrendously. Is nobody like oh, great idea. How about just don't have your kids on social media?
Right. Well, and it says like they're saying like 100% human moderated, like that's necessarily a good thing, but like, oh, but who the fuck are the moderators?
You have an intern in Albuquerque being like, yeah, that's a kid, all right. That's what I'm saying. Like, just don't give your kids social media that young. Yeah.
Like, what's the age cutoff?
I don't know. But then what happens when you turn 13? They're like, whoa, get this bully out of here.
I mean, I think so, dude. I don't know. It says no messaging, just fucking pictures and videos. I don't know.
It just, I don't know. I just saw that and I was like, this is not going to help in any way.
Zigazoo. Yeah. Good name, though.
Yeah, Zigazoo's well, they also name. Have an Android version. So, fun to know about. Crazy name. Dude, imagine you're with your daughter who's 9 and you're at a coffee shop. Somebody's like, yo, are you from Zigazoo?
It's also a 9-year-old.
This sounds like what Nickelodeon would do to like, remember how they couldn't do an Apple on their laptops as well as a pair?
Yeah.
They would do that. They'd be like, oh my God, she has like 13 gazillion Zigazoo followers. Does every app just have to sound stupid now? Zigazoo.
Yeah.
TikTok.
I mean, you know how dumb, yeah, I was going to say, you know how dumb TikTok
it used to be ByteDance. B-Y-T-E, yeah. ByteDance.
Well, dude, I mean, they
now
fucking,
it's done.
Well,
then,
dude,
that
they,
app.
They invented
just
fucking
kidding.
Bit, like, what is it? They invented
Bitcoin?
Byte. No, they invented ByteDance, and they also, you know, invented COVID. So they're doing this.
You're on one today. Those white sunglasses are still on mentally.
2024, Michael Blasty.
There you go.
Let's
That'd be
go.
Funny for both of us to run for president in the stiff socks realm. Like, it's just me and you. So like, I'm running against you, and then the people in the comments vote.
Yeah.
Then we have to like have speeches of debates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should do that.
Dude, so we should have a presidential debate.
Oh, the presidential debate's coming up. Right? When is it? November?
Yeah, 14th? The election.
Amazon Prime?
Kim, can you imagine if your special dropped on election day this year instead of November 14th?
That's when you should drop your special.
When is election day?
The erection day.
Wow.
November 6th. November 6th.
November 6th?
Yeah. Isn't it?
So January, we got January and November now?
Whoa, November 5th.
No,
November 5th.
November 6th will be great.
But I really think that would be a super fun idea. You guys both prepare your platforms, right? Get some fucking, some gotcha questions ready for each other. We'll moderate a debate.
Yeah.
And we'll let the people
what
decide.
What does the word moderate mean? Be like, hey.
Yes. For Zigazoo or for other people?
Zigazoo has a CEO. Oh, this is my husband.
Dude, if Zigazoo CEO's not nine, we have a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm on board.
It's very weird that not only the obvious angles are weird, but also like this guy is like, we're going to make so much ad money off these kids.
Yeah, well, dude,
let kids be kids.
Well, dude, that's just fucking everything. Look at guy.
They're from Miami. Zigazoo's based in Miami. That seems like that's wrong.
Man.
Dog.
This just got real sad.
What was his jobs before? Toys R Us, Dave and Buster's, jail, and then Zigazoo.
He went to Yale. I just, like, can kids just go back to fucking jungle gyms where the only commercial break was a teacher being like, 5 minute warning?
Yeah, well, the only commercial break was when they fucking smashed their knee and started crying. You know what I mean? That was the only commercial break.
Dude, did you guys have a freeze bell?
I think so.
Of
actually.
Course you fucking did. What are you losers talking about? A freeze bell? Jack, are you hearing these West Coast fucks?
Absurd.
What's a freeze bell? If you tell me, what is a freeze bell right now? You Zigazoo bitch.
So we would have two bells at recess. The first one was like a 5 minute warning. That'd be like your light in the back of the comic
club. Yeah.
Wrap it up. But then the second bell, whatever you're doing, you hit a freeze.
Get the hell out.
God.
You remember that?
Yep.
You so the guy too? In the van Thank could get you?
Yeah. Very bizarre. We were on the mannequin challenge. We were doing the Black Beatles song back in the day. That kind of a real we
the
just
freeze bell is hilarious.
I don't know why.
What if you doing something nefarious? You're fingering something like
But dude, to be about to like hit a tether ball, you have to freeze. I don't know why. I have no idea why.
You ever get in fights at
nobody
recess?
Questioned it. I didn't, but there would be fights there.
Oh, God. Those fucking... Did you guys, where was your recess? I mean, I know outside, but like, what, like, was it on like grass, cement?
Grass, cement, sand.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
Land, sea, and air. Yeah. Only you fucking
land, sea, and air is hilarious. We had cement. We literally played
Maryland.
At hilarious. We literally played like on just fucking cement. There was like
you
a basketball.
Football?
No, there was a basketball court. There was no sand. There was a basketball court. And just like, and they, you know, have like the fucking lines for, what's it called? Not dodgeball, fucking kickball.
Handball, kickball.
Kickball.
All cement.
You're playing cement. Kickball is sad.
Dog.
That's prison yard.
The bullshit part is I would come home with my knees would just be fucking trashed out every day. And my mom would be sucking my teacher's dick. My PE teacher, good abs. Oh yeah, whip it out, Mr. Kirk.
Wait, what would you guys do during recess in cold months?
We put a jacket on and that fucking
sucks.
Live our
East
lives.
Coast
That's
sucks.
The
Can
most like dad
no, it doesn't
ever.
Sucks.
We put on a North Face. And we figured it out.
Yeah, we actually had a freeze belt. We were fucking freezing cold. We just froze.
Yeah, freeze belt. I just remember that. And the bell would like it wasn't like one. It'd be like multiple. So we ding, ding, and then we just be.
No, we didn't have dong dong. We had a fucking nun come out and said, "Hey, you fucks, get the fuck inside, or we'll beat
did
your
you
guys, ass."
Do you do fire drills?
Yeah.
And where would you go?
Onto the blacktop.
Blacktop, yeah. Outside. Yeah. We did that too. Isn't that funny? Then you like line up like alphabetical. Bitch, there's a fire.
Yeah. Oh, you want me the fire to fucking to burn us more efficiently? I'm running.
Why do we always have to line up in class shortest to tallest?
I don't know, but I was always last.
Really?
I was always right.
Dude,
next
I was
to Michael
like,
Lee. Really? Swear to God, yeah. It was Michael Lee than me.
Damn.
Michael Lee, Michael Blaustein.
Girls weren't looking to the back of the line for shit.
No.
Bro, I was like second or third.
Second or third. Shortest or biggest?
Tallest.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
People were looking.
Dude, back then, I don't think women cared about height.
Correct.
They cared about Zigazoo following. That's it.
Well, the fucking, because like girls grow faster than boys do. So there's that weird era where it's like seventh grade where it's like the girls that are your age are like 2 feet taller than you.
Yeah. It's like embarrassing if you hit puberty too early.
Yeah.
You'd have to like hide your voice. Maybe that's just in movies. Girls would be like, yeah, so the summer was so good. Sorry. Woo.
Oh, dude, my voice was cracking like a motherfucker in probably like sixth grade.
Man.
Popcorn reading Shakespeare. Tomorrow and tomorrow. It's awful.
Yeah, but in theater, you could play it out and be like, oh, sorry, I read that wrong.
Goddamn.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. That means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. In elementary school, we had windows. They like
really, we had Max.
We had all the windows. What was that?
I said we had Max. Windows.
I get it.
Macintosh.
They redid all the windows 1 year. And all the windows opened out, like towards the outside, you know? And kids, there would be open, right? And kids, there's like five in a row that smashed their dome on the windows that were out. Like how? Smashed. But they were just running around being kids because they opened towards like where the blacktop was.
Oh, when they were run, like so.
Yeah, so this is the outside, this is the inside, right? The windows would open this way. So
and they would open them into a kid. Or the kids would run into
the kids
it
would run into
it when it was already open.
The windows already open.
Oh well, that's on that kid.
No, of course.
He's dumb.
But I don't know why I just remembered this. So it happened so many times, so fast when they redid the windows that they had to put bars. Like I don't even know how to describe this. Like so, this is like the wall of the school. They had to put like a bar here, and then like a bar here, like metal bars, so you couldn't in fact get to the windows. It was the oddest looking construction.
You thought I went to a dumb school. You guys ran into windows.
Yeah.
What are you, a moth?
And then we ran, funny, by the way, funny. And then we ran for president. There's no fucking West Coast presidents.
I feel like you needed a little more nutrition, you know what I mean?
Get some of that brain power some up. Snacks. Yeah.
Honestly, I think if you took the combined GDP of LA versus any other place, or fucking whatever, where do you guys live, Southern California? Like, it's like how much we contributed to the economy versus you guys, it would definitely be
are
us.
You for real? Because California is literally has a... The biggest has an economy that's like a country size economy. I think like California is like the fifth biggest economy in the world.
Yeah, because it's a big state. That's it. I'm talking about per capita. You guys are fucking nimbeciles.
Who's the smartest person?
That's not
to come
even
out
the word. It's imbeciles, not nimbeciles.
It was a joke, you motherfucker.
Bombing. Who's the most successful person out of Maryland?
Let's see.
Type Silver Spring. Can you do that?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
Is he?
Yeah,
from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring, Maryland. Yeah.
That's where you're from?
Yeah.
Have you met him? And be like, guess where I'm from?
No.
Well, never mind. I take it all back. I love him.
You got Goldie Hawn, Lewis Black.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
A lot of funny people.
Yeah. There's Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle.
All Lewis Silver Black, Spring?
All Silver Spring.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
David Simon from The Wire. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways.
A lot of funny people.
Yeah. Who's the biggest person that came from fucking Cameronian?
There was a girl on Big Bang Theory. There was two baseball players, Delman and Dimitri Young.
Who?
Oh, Kaylee Cuoco. Beautiful.
Pull her up. Yep. And then this small internet boy named Trevor Wallace. I think, bitch. Dude, I was in my hometown the other day, and I was at a grocery store. Bro,
give it to me.
I've just never felt so out of place in my life.
Walk me through it.
Just everybody just staring at me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy fucking bologna.
Bologna is underrated.
Hey, bologna is a smoothie of meat.
I'm into it. That, dude, that's what chicken fingers are too.
A smoothie of meat.
That sounds gross.
Can you see the photo?
Yeah.
Photo who?
Kaylee Cuoco.
Fun.
Anyways, I think my point is that East Coast versus West Coast people, I think we have contributed more to the American economy than West Coast has.
I think that's an absurd thing to say. We had the gold rush, dude.
49ers. It was so good we made a football team after it. Oh, I'm sorry. Who's the Maryland team?
Redskins.
Ravens.
And the Ravens. We have two. Sorry.
What?
I don't know.
Aren't they D.C.?
Who?
Washington?
Yeah. It's not in D.C., though.
Where is it?
The team's in Maryland.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's fitting to move to Virginia, too.
You can do that?
California is the second lowest IQ.
Who's first?
First.
Philadelphia.
Versus Massachusetts. Makes sense.
That actually makes no sense. They have so many fucking Ivy League schools.
Yeah, what is it? Like mentalfloss.com?
Wait, what? Why wouldn't that make sense?
It's crazy we believe everything that
because there's so many Ivy League schools that are
this article? Sure, yeah. I believe it.
That's why
I believe it less when
the highest. I'm sorry. I thought you asked what was the second because you said LA or California was the second
California
lowest?
Was number 48.
48.
Massachusetts number one.
Is one. Okay, where's Maryland?
Maryland is 32.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. And no shit on. I live in LA. I love it. What I'm saying is a lot of coddling, nutrition. You know, recess needs a freeze bell. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think like even nitty gritty, you have to deal with the snow, the elements, your parents hit you, your grandma's a racist. You know what I mean? You have to deal with a lot of shit.
Yeah, I hear you.
A lot of bullying.
How's California below Alaska? There's like two dudes there.
Because all the dumbest people from elsewhere move out here, you know?
That's a good point.
That is true. LA is filled with every hometown's dumbest, hottest people.
Yeah.
Yo, you dumb and hot? Follow me.
Definitely hot. It makes
that
so much
crazy.
Sense. Yeah, you come out of your mom's vagina with a symmetrical face. You go, you know where you should live? LA. Why?
It is
you're
funny.
You're going to get fucked by a producer behind a gas station.
Can you it's funny just to be hot and be like, I'm too hot for you guys. I'm going where my other hot people
literally,
are.
Literally, and what happened?
Like, imagine if a penguin was like, man, y'all can't fly. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Is that why birds go south for the winter?
Hose?
Yep.
Guess what the lowest IQ state is?
Iowa.
It's Mississippi.
Mississippi. Ah. Who's two?
For a state with low IQ, they got a hard name to spell. M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That's how you get a girl's pussy.
Number two is New Hampshire. Number three is Vermont.
Stop.
This blows
stop.
My mind. People wake up every morning in New Hampshire.
You're saying the second smartest state is New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Who wrote this? Someone from New Hampshire?
NewHampshire.gov. I'm going to
make
my website
.gov. That doesn't make any sense.
What website is this?
There's no way that makes any sense.
Zipia.com.
Great. Yeah, cool. Who's this CEO? Zip Zop Zoops? What was it called? Zoopaloop? Zigazoo.
Zigazoo?
Zigazoo.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Since we've been talking so much geography, we have been wanting to have you guys try to play. Have you seen those? You've seen the GeoGuessr clips, right?
Yeah.
Where it's a guy.
Dude,
like,
you should do a GeoGuessr for a girl's clit.
We wanted to see if we could.
GeoGuessr!
Why?
Gabe.
Does it always move?
Oh, wow.
Just stay there.
That's a great idea, actually.
You know what's crazy?
It's like clouds. You're it's like, always moving.
Let me say this.
Sorry.
Let me say this. You know how knees don't move? Mm-hmm. You're like, that's a knee. It might be up, down, but that's a knee.
Yeah.
But why does the clit move and then it moves the way it looks?
It's kind of like a, it's got its own mind. Yeah, I'm feeling a little north today.
Does it? It doesn't move, though.
I don't know. I've never found it.
There you go.
I don't know.
No, I actually, when dudes say that to me, I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. Just feel around.
Yeah, I'm always like, this feels right.
Yeah, but I'm there's 8% of me that's guessing. 8.
But you know, like, I just, yeah, I don't know.
It is interesting though, like, right, like if you're getting like let's say you ask like your partner like scratch your back, you know, you have a specific itch somewhere and they're scratching and you're
right there
or a little lower. Why isn't it just more open communication? Like,
you can. I mean, that's what I'm been.
You're on
preaching.
My thigh. You're on my thigh. You know.
Yeah. Back of the knee. Back of the knee. Yeah. You just go.
It's out there.
Or you can just be like, you know how it's sort of the back scratching. You go, show me where it is.
Yeah.
You go, it's itching right here. You go, cool. Take my finger, put it on there. Mm-hmm. And then tell me how fast and slow you want it. Because then it's we'll learn together. And a couple more times, I know where it is. I know where I'm doing. Mm-hmm. The problem is when you guys don't talk about it. And all of a sudden, 9 months later, you're talking to your fucking girls at a diner. Say, he's so fucking stupid. Can't even find the clip. I understand that. He is an idiot. But maybe you should tell him. Show him. You know?
Because he needs instructions.
He needs instructions. Here's the thing, though. You ever have a girl jerking you off? And you're about to come and she's jerking off, and then she doesn't finish you properly. It's like too hard or too fast. It's like, oh, it's too sensitive. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the same thing. You have to walk them through that because every dude's different. Open communication. My girl jerks me off too hard. Okay. Let her know how to do it. Yeah. Very simple.
Yeah. But sometimes it's just a vulnerable state because then it can, well, I don't know. It goes both ways. You may recommend something. She's like, so you're saying I do this bad? And you're like, no, I just.
Yeah. I mean, sort of. I am sort of saying you're doing it bad. But it's not your fault. I'm a different person. But you know how a girl's like, higher, right there, no left. Okay, yeah, right there?
Yeah. It's like a flight simulator. GeoGuessr.
Goddamn.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
GeoGuessr.
Captain
Geo. So this is a random place in the world.
This is in all of these are going to be in America. So what you're going to do, I can move this way down this road. When you're confident, tell me where to put this pin on this map.
Oh.
This is the problem. Every place in America, this could be 1,000 places.
This is Nebraska.
In Nebraska?
All right, you guess.
I don't even know where Nebraska is on a map.
All right, hold on. So are we each guessing?
No, you only get
figure
one.
Figure it out together.
All right, let's go on the street.
Or maybe
let's
I do on one, you do one.
Bit. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, cool. This is Nebraska. Cool. This is on the outskirts of Omaha. Mm-hmm. That's a house.
No, a what?
Ah!
There we go.
Okay, so they
that's
have
the
some...
noise that makes me girls about to finish you a house.
Oh God, heads. So
do we
cool.
know? Does anyone know where Nebraska is on this?
Well, you map? Can like go for a little bit longer, see if there's any signs or anything. Tell them to like look at like. Go look into a house, like
you can go into someone's house.
No, I'm saying like at the front of it, you can zoom in. Like, does see anything stand out?
See some people pounding.
Oh, you cool. see that car? Like, you can say like, oh, that's
oh, license
like,
plate. No,
no,
I think they're gonna blur that.
But like, yeah, that might be.
Oh,
like
Proud Union Home.
Yeah, there we go.
What does that mean?
Well, we know that they support unions, so maybe some blue collar folks.
Stop giving
here.
Them hints.
Okay, oh, no, well, the well the there's rust.
Oh, this is the point of the game.
Rust yeah. on the
like,
bumper.
Look for clues.
No, I know.
Rust on the bumper, so there's snow. They drive in the snow.
There you go.
Methamphetamines.
Uh huh.
But Travis
you know,
is just
snow
doing this,
really
right?
makes people want to do drugs.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I can't leave the house.
It's cold. What else are you supposed to do?
Heat my body up. Yeah. Whoa! Okay, go to that lady. Hey. Holy shit, I've never seen a lady so pissed and mad she's not running on the phone with the police.
I mean, literally, she just came from a barbecue and upset that people are not supposed to be there.
I mean, she's
packing a pipe bomb in a fucking manila envelope right now. Look at that. Look, she's about to send it to the fucking government.
God like damn it. Car. Why does she look so mad? Police are so, dude.
Every lady with short hair looks upset.
What age do you get to where you're like, chop it off?
63.
I'm sticking with either Omaha or Idaho.
Utah, crushing.
What was the first one I said? Nebraska?
Nebraska. This is embarrassing. Go I literally Huskers. Don't know it's where
no, it's right above it's where it says, it, right above Kansas, where it says United States. Go left.
Oh, yep.
Yep, G-spot, down. Click okay. Click Nebraska. Yep.
Oh, down, right there.
Yes.
Great.
Chicago.
What did
Chicago.
I say?
It's really, I mean, it's
I mean,
very
you had
far,
it on the right.
Very far away.
In the, what do you
677 miles away.
Yeah, but look at how parallel of a line it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, if I would have taken a step to my right, I would have swished instead of airballed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, you're up to bat.
Okay.
You're going to get a different
I'm playing basketball.
Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
That's easy.
I already know
this
where that
is,
one is.
This is actually easy. This, go up where the trees are, please. Like, yeah, yeah. No, go up there. Can we go up there?
Bro, it looks like the funnel house in Salt
Barn. Oh, we can't go up there? Oh, there we go.
Oh, I yeah. know this building.
No, you don't.
Go to that big sign, please.
No, come on. Where's the sign?
G-spot.
What does that say?
Silver Ridge Mountain.
That's cheating.
Okay, so this
that's
is Mountain.
Cheating.
How is it? I'm reading fucking... I don't know where Silver Ridge... read that other sign, please.
It's crazy how much you have to cheat to win.
I'm not cheating. Same. Oh, same thing. All right.
Do you know that area code?
I don't even see the area code.
On the phone number?
Oh, frick, I don't. All right,
you
I'm gonna
see these signs. Or are you ready to guess?
Yeah, go to that car, please.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna be shocked. You're not gonna get it. Just looked it up.
Go to that. Can we go to that car? No.
Red truck. Well, we know who they voted for. Subaru.
Subaru. We don't.
Yeah.
Know.
Dude, making a pipe bomb in a Subaru. 100%. Imagine that guy's day.
All right. So let's just. All right. So I was.
So you got some trees,
some
streets,
trees, some mountains,
maybe a bird.
Some
nice gorgeous mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really gorgeous. Really nice.
Tow truck.
I mean,
boat.
The middle.
Boat.
Well, I mean, that could be fucking anything. literally anywhere. Look how much fucking water that is. All right. I'm gonna just go. I think it's West Coast, and I'm gonna go. Oregon.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
That
you
was
guys,
good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I won by a lot.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do one more round?
Yeah, that was fun.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, Trev.
This is me?
Yep. Tell me what you want to see. We've got this sign.
The Capitol building.
Oh, that's interesting.
Whoa.
Oh, I know where that is.
No, you don't. Zoom in on it again. One more? A little more?
That's as far as it zooms.
Aspen Road. I wonder where it is.
Colorado? No.
A palm tree. Palm interesting.
This is Florida.
I actually think. Okay, so you want to say Florida?
Yeah.
Or do you want
we're
to say
in Florida.
Else?
Make it like specific.
Yeah, yeah.
About 2 hours from Jacksonville.
Okay.
West.
So this way?
Zoom in a little
down.
You can get in.
Yeah. Left of Gainesville, about 27 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, I got the right state.
Holy
suck my goddamn Tampa loving dick.
I thought.
Let's go.
Dude, I thought you fucking wow.
Let's go.
I thought, wow, that's
and
crazy.
And speaking of Tampa, I'll be there this September.
Wow.
That's
wow.
really good.
That felt good. You know the guy that does geoguessing?
Yeah.
That's the rush he probably
yeah.
gets.
Yeah. Wow.
I haven't felt that good
that
in about a week.
All right, here you are, Michael.
Woo!
Somewhere in America.
Oh, this looks like the bread and butter of fucking America. Here we go. Yeah. All right, go to that car, please.
That minivan?
Yeah. Just look in the back to see if there are any kids. All right, no. Cool. All right.
A lot of satellite TV dishes.
Yeah. This,
what does that mean?
This field, well, that means it's not a, the IQ. No. Yeah, go
oh,
up
go
to that
to
sign, sign, please. Yeah, the, here we go.
Court and Oak.
Court and Oak. All right.
That'd be a good bar.
All right, go
pink
left.
Trash
for me.
Can. What the hell?
Oh, does that have a
God, on? What is this? Breast cancer awareness? Just tits in there? I don't know. Maybe cut that. Can you zoom in to see if there's anyone doing meth in there?
You know,
there's a toilet seat on the fucking look. Go right there. There's a literal toilet seat on somebody's porch.
Holy fuck.
Bro, if this ain't MISSIPPI.
All right, look at that car to the left, please, right there.
The toilet seat
right
is
there.
So funny.
All right.
You know bro smokes menthols on that shit.
All right. All right.
Why do you keep now? Here, let me ask you a process question. Why do you keep wanting to look at the cars?
I
want to
see
the
people.
The people are all going to be blurred out.
Oh, all right. Well,
I feel like that one lady.
Bigfoot. Hey, I'm crushing. Please go straight.
Do you think somebody had the toilet on the porch because somebody was like, "Man, take that shit outside," and then he took that shit outside.
Not bad. Not bad.
Ooh, what's going on here?
Not bad.
Oh,
holy hurricane! Hurricane. No, it's pronounced hoarders. Dude, what is that? Check underneath, dude. There's a missing kid underneath there for sure.
Dude, a yard sale without a sign is just littering.
Yep. All right, I'm going to go.
Oh, there's a dead end.
I'm going to go Michigan, Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Sorry, I lost it. Up here?
I'm going to go 30 minutes north of Detroit.
Where's Detroit?
No idea.
Detroit's here, so 30 minutes. Yep. So we're gonna go right there.
Yeah. Jesus Christ!
Not bad.
Wow. Where actually was it?
This
Virginia
was in Nebraska.
Hold on, that was the same. Was it the same place?
No, this was the,
that was the opposite.
Oh, that was by Omaha. That was like my first guess.
What do you mean? He guessed Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. Not too bad.
Not too bad, guys.
But fucking Trev, I thought we were going to really, really do really bad.
Yeah, no, that was a lot. You guys did a lot better than I thought.
Wow, me too. Trev fucking crushed.
Can you do
that last
one round that's anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
This.
Okay, first thing to decide, is this America or not?
Yeah. This is so fun. Ooh,
they're driving on the left side.
Oh,
it's Russian. That's Russian on the truck, right?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Zoom in.
Oh.
I know where it is.
Excuse me.
What soccer team?
Oh, it's
FC Barcelona.
Don't say anything.
But still, it's not.
Might not, but it might be.
There's no way.
You know what's wild, though? Is in this country, it's not illegal. They don't have to blur it.
Wait, go to the face?
Like, they're not blurring any of this.
No,
oh, the face, right. But in America, they had to blur the writing.
No, they didn't.
On businesses that they did.
Go to our man's walking.
There was a huge red truck that was ball blurred up.
What he doing?
All right, he's wearing a beanie.
On his phone.
I mean, dude, he's plotting American demise.
this guy's driving on the left side of the road. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Or he's driving on the right side of the car.
Yes. So.
Well, yeah.
New Haven, Connecticut.
So, do you guys want to just look here? Where are you thinking in the world?
Yeah. Where was the soccer team again?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Barcelona. Where is Barcelona?
Spain.
Hit it.
Oh.
Wait, or
if
like
you help one more time, I'll kill everyone.
I thought it was everyone.
What?
We were all guessing that one, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't think it's one on one.
Huh?
Oh, are we going one on one?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, all right. So, Trev's guessing Barcelona, Spain here. Let's see.
I hope he's right. No. Dog, it's still not bad. I'm being serious. Like, in the world,
880 miles away.
No, but dude, but in the world, he's only 3,800 miles away. That's not bad.
Honestly, thank you.
Yeah, I'm serious. He could have picked fucking South America and it could have been Greenland.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's parallel. Cue Michael up. Good luck.
What the fuck is this?
Fort Worth, Texas.
All right, Saint. Keep going in. Can I go in that? Yeah, keep going.
Oh, that's easy.
French?
Damn.
Saint André.
All right. Okay, go down the street. Look to see if any kids are making iPhones. It's the funniest thing I said all day. All right, keep going, please. Keep going. So look at these cars. Can you look at these cars for me, please? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Looks like European.
Yeah, they're definitely European.
Every car in Europe looks like my Toyota Yaris.
Oh, yeah. RIP.
Blew that bitch up.
All right.
Bienvenido.
Can I see this? Look at the. Can you look? Yeah, go in there a little bit.
Right. Oh.
So this is definitely, Spanish.
You don't think so, Jack?
No,
I don't think so either.
Really?
Bienvenido.
Yep.
Hold on. Oh, all right. Maybe. All right.
French,
keep
Spanish.
Yeah.
Or
hold on. Keep going, please.
Dutch.
Keep going on that road. I think this might be fucking.
Bro, imagine waking up Dutch. That'd be so far.
All right. Keep going, please. Keep going. Keep going, please. I just need to see some more signs. Look at that thing. That sign right there. What is that? Go in there, please. I don't know. Fucking, oh, la. Oh, fuck. I don't know if this is French or fucking Spanish.
Ooh, what is that place called? The Boofery?
6-9 Giggity.
All right. Keep going down. Don't cheat, please. All right. Look at that sign, please. That sign to the left.
It's crazy.
Come on, guys. Oh, what the fuck is that? Looks like an iPhone password. D17. All right. I'm going to go 1 hour north of Paris, France.
Okay.
Bombing.
I know. I don't feel good about this one. Fucking at all.
Dang.
Hey! Wow. You ain't shit!
275 miles is crazy.
Dude,
close.
In the world?
That's crazy. That's
where
crazy.
Was it?
What?
It was in France.
Nantes.
Yeah, Nantes, France.
I don't think we hyped it up as much as...
Guys, in the world, no one gave a fuck?
I mean, there was French everywhere. It was so easy.
I thought it was Spanish, for being honest.
What I said, I didn't know. Because, like, la is in both fucking languages. Duh is in both fucking languages. You know?
That's great.
That was so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, this was fun. I liked this game. I thought it was gonna be way harder. The fact that you guys both were able to like get within a couple hundred miles of the shit.
Bro, Trev got 170 miles away. That's wild.
But yeah. Yours is 276 and it's in a different language. World.
Yeah.
Betty.
Well, it's time for Sock Talk, guys.
Didn't ask.
We had a Sock Talk written in from Matt, and he wants to take us to another place in the world. So he wanted to know if you guys had seen this story that just came out. And it says Chinese zoo's panda display found to feature dogs that were just dyed black and white.
No, sir. No, sir.
I fucking love it.
No, sir.
I love it. That's so funny.
No, sir.
Dude, I would pay real money to go see this incredible. Exhibit. Yeah.
That's like when you see those viral videos of like the Dora the Explorer that's hired at like a Bronx birthday party.
Yeah.
And she's just going off.
Yeah. She's doing the Dougie.
Just yelling in French. You're like, well, I thought Dora was Spanish.
She's like grinding on the dad. The wife's like, what the fuck?
She's not even wearing a costume.
Yeah,
his name tag says Dora.
Explore the cock.
Hey,
I mean,
dude, that's really not bad.
Dude, how do you feel about this, man? I saw a dog in my neighborhood.
Put it down.
Good.
No, what's that?
That was, it looked like a tiger. They're like a really nicely painted tiger.
On purpose?
On purpose. But like an orange tiger.
Like they like gave it a mane?
Yeah. They cut it like a tiger and they dyed it orange and the stripes. It was actually really well done. Like, how do you feel about that? Thank you. Yeah, I think it should be illegal.
No, I think it's, I don't know.
Nah, I think it should be illegal.
I don't know. Just let the dog be a dog.
That's what I'm saying. What type of dogs are these?
I don't know.
And these are really funny.
They're very cute though.
I mean, did all
Honestly,
the pandas
I don't
die?
Think-
Where the pandas at?
I think pandas are kind of hard to get, yeah. Because pandas are also stupid and they have a hard time existing in nature, you know? There's not that many left.
Well, I don't think they're dumb. I think we just drop plastic bottles everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you think pandas see these dogs and they're like, bro, it's stolen valor?
100%.
They're like, I could have played that role.
Yeah.
That's who booked this?
That's who's going to get on the plane first? This is awful. What type of dog? Or are the dogs like... really stoked that they get to be pandas.
I think that they're stoked. That's a cool look.
Oh. There we go. Gone. Hold on, zoom in. Go to the left, find a sign. Look them right in the eye. Not happy, bro.
It's a pretty shoddy paint job, too, if you look at like this eye. Because this is all paint. This.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. I don't know. I don't like it.
It's hilarious. Imagine working at the zoo and your, quote, panda starts barking. You're like, hey, come on, man.
Yeah, sit down.
The one rule, to not bark.
That's so sad.
It's hilarious.
It is.
Budget cuts.
Excuse me?
Budget cuts.
100%. Biden.
Go to a Michael. Get on Michael's Arts and Plies. Get some spray paint.
Yeah.
And what type of dog is that?
We don't know. A depressed one.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. They got fucking asses though. Look at them things. Look at a walk. Click
Bro's
that video
talking
game.
Like he's the CEO of Zigazoo.
Look at this. Look at that. Watch this. T-Mobile commercial for sure. Dude, China got a hold of this. Look at that. Thumper, dude.
It's so clearly a dog. It's crazy. Yeah. The tail is...
Dude, I'm going to be honest. If you guys didn't tell me that, and you guys just told me it was like a Chinese panda, I'd be like, all right, sick. Like, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's like a miniature pony kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't
imagine
know.
Imagine flying to China to see a panda, and you're like, wait, what?
Oh, I'm...
I could have seen this at a PetSmart.
I'm throwing rocks at people. If I flew all the way to Beijing... to see a fucking panda, and you show me a golden retriever panda, I'm losing my mind. I'm starting COVID again.
Yeah, if it's a golden doodle, maybe. Those boys got high IPs.
An adult panda's penis is 3 centimeters long.
That's crazy. That's not big.
That's crazy.
Your laptop has got to be on a watch list somewhere. Are you on a VPN?
No.
You think he's on VPN? Or on UPN?
Are you guys ready for a secret sock?
Yes. Yep.
Anonymous submission says, one time when I was 19 and down bad, I went on jerkmate.com, not an ad, and video chatted with porn star Nina Hartley.
Not an ad.
I showed her my dick. She went on about how it was the perfect boyfriend cock size. I remember feeling flattered but slightly insulted at the same time. What? Bear in mind, I was paying $15 a minute to video chat with her.
$15 a minute?
Yeah.
If I was her, I would talk so slow.
Dude, I would read fucking Macbeth. Hey, I would literally just play a Joe Rogan podcast. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Here's Stairway to Heaven while I strip.
She's 65 years old.
So? Pull it up. So what was the point? Wait, what happened to that story? He pretty much was just like, I showed him my dick and forgot I was paying $15 a minute.
I think on a recent episode, you guys were talking about the difference between like porn star dick and just like normal dick and like getting a compliment from a girl, but that feels like not a compliment.
Yeah.
So that reminded him of that story.
Dude, you know what? I was in a hotel in fucking Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And on the hotel TV, they were still advertising phone sex hotlines.
Yeah.
They are still out there?
Dude, people still do it, bro.
You want an audiobook OnlyFans?
Dude, people like still buy porn.
Yeah.
People still go. Those porn places that exist, like at a truck stop or whatever.
You know what? I should have called it.
I'm sorry?
I want to call one.
Let's do it.
I don't know if I could get bricked off sound, though.
100% no. I don't know, maybe.
Good headphones?
Dude, good headphones, a little bit of weed, a fleshlight, and an imagination. Let me tell you something. I can make anything happen. I could come to ESPN.
Dude, how many guys do you think? Oh, yeah, let me see that top 10.
I only got one.
How many guys do you think are on a phone sex hotline, come, and then immediately hang up?
One. Dude, listen to me. Look me in the eyes.
Oh, fuck.
Look me in the eyes. 100%.
It's so funny, but I gotta go.
Dude, did I tell you one time I was FaceTiming this lady and we were doing the FaceTime sex? This was like fucking 5 years ago, whatever.
And didn't you still have to, you came for her?
Came, she came, and then I didn't know her that well. So then we're just having post nut conversation. Cause I don't want to be an asshole and be like, oh, fuck. All right. Good night. Like,
you
got to
tee it up and be like,
all right. So,
that was hot.
Where are you? Yeah. I go, oh, God. Sorry. So, where are you? Oh, Orlando. Wow. Yeah.
Cool. I got to go play GeoGuessr.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Then I'm having a post nut conversation with someone that I don't know at all over FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, I mean, it honestly was fine.
Yeah,
she was like pretty cool. But
our
like,
brain is just, porn has trained our brain to be like, the second you finish an orgasm, you're like, I want nothing to do with anything sexual. I mean, it's the second it leaves my body, I'm like, I need to find God.
Yeah, dude, if I had enough money where I could like throw away laptops like printer paper, dude, then I would throw my laptop out of the fucking window. I would lose laptops
every
day.
Dude, imagine going over to your house and be like, bro, somebody threw away your laptop. There's like seven of them in there.
You're still on the same, just out of the same window.
Imagine using a new laptop every time to jerk off.
It'll
you know
be
how
fun.
like rappers are like, oh, I only wear a pair of shoes once in my life.
Yeah,
that's what it'd be like.
Yeah, like white t-shirts for Little Bow Wow. Once, dude, there's cum on my control key, and I have no idea how.
Oh, bro, I posted a photo last week on my laptop. You guys see it? It was supposed to be like a photo of me like on a laptop being like rise and grind, just some like bullshit thing. And then the next slide was me playing backyard baseball. It was like the joke, but my screen was just like oily and like dirt. You know, that's my biggest pet peeve. When people, when you post a screenshot of your phone and they go, charge your phone, charge your phone. And you got like 12%.
Yep.
Or everyone's like, dude, clean your fucking keyboard. Clean. Who cares?
Look at my content. Look at my fucking content.
I put out clips. I eat food. I did this for y'all.
I know.
Dude, if you got a clean laptop, you're the fucking weirdo. Why you got to clean it up? I'm not ashamed of it. Dude. I watch porn. I'm a human. I don't even watch. The funny part is I don't even watch porn on my laptop. So all those little weird things everybody thinks is like lube lotion, probably not. Probably just me eating a couple fucking chomps or some Slim Jims and cranking away. You should see my phone wallpaper. Hey, you can cook and make griddle on it.
God damn it. How is your wallpaper sticky on your phone?
But every, like, it was one of those, I refreshed DMs and I was like, dude, clean your fucking laptop. Dude, bro, your laptop, bro, shut up.
Also, when I misspell a city, 90 comments.
You spelled Phoenix wrong. Okay. Well, why is it with a PH?
I'm sick of it.
Just kidding. I love that town.
It's no, good engagement. Jack does it on subtitles sometimes.
Really?
On purpose. Yeah.
I know people do that with pronunciation. Mm. They'll be like, there's this one clip where this guy pronounces Tzatziki. He goes, T-Z-I.
Did you see the Philadelphia University?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a fucking thing? Place.
Was that real? This place, it's a graduation, but I guess they only had it phonetically, and the lady reading the names was bombing. It felt like a Key and Peele sketch.
Mm-hmm. What's happening?
I don't want to hear the news about it. Get them out of here. Go on TikTok. Confusion. I think I have the video. Just go on TikTok and type in whatever that university. Yeah.
Lee Zubeth Ross. Jaseku Lynn Boer, Alisuna Cole Bishop, Allison Kerr Camp Bull, Tamulme.
This girl has never graduated.
Thomas.
They corrected her.
That's great.
Victoria.
Oh, this is at Thomas Jefferson University, it says.
Oh, this is where my sister went to grad school.
Oh, yeah. It used to be Philly, and then it went to TJU.
Bro, how did you pick this person? Like, yeah. I just went to a graduation.
Pull them after. If you pull up two names, you're out.
Dude, out. I went to this graduation that had like, I mean, bro, I don't even know. Fucking 600 names. There were like three or four different people that did it. Crushed it. Like, names that were like very difficult. Mm. Crush it every single time. Like,
I would just leave it to the students and be like, and now, and then I would like give the microphone, announce yourself. It's kind of cool.
I would voice memo it beforehand.
Well, you put on your card if the pronunciation's in, like, different, like you put it on there.
Oh, really?
At least that my school was.
Oh, I would write the wrong name.
I got a big old dick.
Yeah, Michael Sextonian. Something a little off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The third.
Bewilderment. All right.
What's happening?
I think it's a podcast. Yeah.
That's a podcast?
Hold on. My nose itches. Is that a podcast?
That's a podcast.
Podcast.
We did it?
We did it.
That is a podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't it funny that we sit here and we talk into microphones and it records? What is that witchcraft?
What university did we go to?
DeVry.
I got nothing.
I got nothing either.
Well, guys, that's been another installment of Stiff Socks Podcast.
We did it. We ups, we down. Dude. All right. Till next time. I was just going to keep talking.
Oh.
I love you guys. All right. That's it. Guys, we love you, man. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Wallace on our tour. That is it. Till the next episode. Come peep us on gosh darn Patreon. C-U-M. StiffSocks.com. Nope. And we're going back. Patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. 4 extra episodes. Drops every Friday at free for only $5. So that is it. We love you guys. Till next. Bye.
Hell yeah. Sweet.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out.
so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.